Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. Here on the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, West Coast port congestion continues to have the attention of the entire U.S. agriculture industry as the container shipping crisis has severely injured food and other U.S. ag and forestry exports that our key international customers are depending on. Jeff Van Pevenage is Chief Executive Officer of Columbia Grain International and says, it's harming our U.S. economy along with the reliability of our farmer shipments.
There are over 70 agriculture groups requesting any tools available to our government be immediately applied to stem the current ocean carrier crisis. This has taken its toll on American agriculture. We're seeing carriers control capacity and charge unprecedented freight rates while imposing more fees on our exporters and importers and oftentimes refusing to carry U.S. agriculture exports altogether.
And he says, like others, Columbia Grain is watching this situation very carefully because it's affecting their ability to accept delivery from farmers at their elevator facilities across the nation. And of course, this current shipping disruption isn't just affecting the U.S. grain and pulse industries, but also the U.S. red meat industry, as the Pacific Rim is still a prime destination for U.S. beef and pork. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.